From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. The Missouri House's plan to sell a new state park could cost the state thousands of dollars in appraisal, auction, and legal fees, according to budget officials. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the Committee on Legislative Research Oversight Division also found that the potential proceeds from selling 11 Point State Park in Oregon County would likely not go directly back to the state. The committee says the Missouri Department of Natural Resources and two federal agencies would receive the money. The Missouri House passed two bills to the Senate that would make the state auction off the 4,200 acres. The park has remained closed since its purchase in 2016. Missouri faces a lawsuit claiming an easement restricts the land's use to agricultural purposes. The committee's nonpartisan analysis also says Missouri could face legal challenges for any planned sale of the property since its deed requires it to remain dedicated to public use as a state park. A survey of women in Missouri prisons has found 80% of respondents made their own tampons out of materials available to them. The nonprofit Missouri Appleseed Survey is part of an effort to provide free access to sanitary products to women in Missouri prisons. It found that a greater percentage of staff at the state's two female correctional facilities were aware of the practice, which can lead to infections and other health issues. Respondents said the top reason for not purchasing sanitary products was the high cost. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the survey has helped push a House bill that has been waiting for its final vote for several weeks. The legislation is also included in a separate bill in a Senate committee and in a criminal justice reform package that's awaiting a House vote. People interested in learning more about mental health issues are invited to attend a series of sessions hosted by representatives from several organizations. There will be mental health awareness events happening throughout Miller and Morgan counties in the next few weeks. The theme of this year's event is how people can use humor and other coping skills to address times of depression and anxiety. Billy Bennett, the regional education coordinator for the Lake Regional Health System, describes the theme in more detail.
For example, we have a clown coming who will be exhibiting under the humor umbrella.
Those interested in learning more about the event can contact Lake Regional Community Outreach at 573-348-8222. Officials are closely watching the forecast for more possible rain this week, because the Mississippi River is expected to crest Monday near St. Louis. The river has already crested in many towns after severe flooding in March and April, and the rainy forecast has officials concerned for further flood damage. National Weather Service meteorologist Patrick Walsh says 1 to 3 inches of rain is possible this week. If that forecast comes through, there will be a second crest on the Mississippi. This year's severe flooding has been blamed for 4 deaths, 3 in Missouri and 1 in Indiana. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.